This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And kicking off in London, where after a successful crowdfunding campaign, London will host the world's first ever Muslim Pride. It's called Iman Fest. And they are seeking to, as we said, talk about visibility to invite people to come out and who are facing frequent homophobic, biphobic and transphobic and Islamophobic abuse. So they're now selling tickets to put this on, using social media to drive it. We're actually going to try and reach out to them and get an interview.
Yes, yes.
They've got some speakers announced.
And one of them is writer and filmmaker Amru Al-Kadir, who in a statement said, "The media has tried to control the narrative about queer Islamic identities for too long, often thrusting us into a horrific culture war as if Islam is the mortal enemy of queer identity," which goes to what Elias was saying.
Intersectionality. And the chance to make our own space, he talks about. So finding your own space. So we will keep you tuned on that one.
Infamous homophobe Margaret Court is once again making headlines.
I think we need some theme music for when there's a Margaret Court story.
Just a warning alert.
Do we need the order?
So her church in Perth has set up a consulate for Burundi, which is an anti-gay African regime. She had the opening there and it was attended by the First Lady of Burundi. The president wasn't there because he actually risks arrest if he leaves the country for the International Criminal Court, in part due to the action he's taken against the LGBT community in the country, because it is illegal.
So the world is calling him out on his homophobia, and who's giving him refuge?
Maggie.
Pastor Margaret Court.
The consulate was actually also approved by the federal government, and it's listed on the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade's website,
which is concerning on so many levels.
Yes.
See, now I have to say I am slightly concerned on this one, because one part of me says that's absolutely atrocious and disgusting. Why would we inflict Margaret Court on the people of Burundi? And the other side of me says, hey, if she has to go over there on business and, you know, something happens, flights are delayed, we miss her in the country.
Yeah, she is bridging. She is praying for the bridging of these two nations. So, send her over as an ambassador.
Yeah, we'll.
Yes, I think we've given her enough airtime. Yeah. Probably. In the States, a lesbian teacher had been suspended for showing a photo of a future wife, and she was able to get $100,000 settlement.
Wait, hang on. There's been a court case in the American USA, and somebody sued
it's
somebody.
Extremely unusual. It's extremely unusual. But this Stacey Bailey. So she was asked. There was a show and tell and talk about your family, and she showed a photo of her fiance that she was going to get to married, future wife, and some parents complained to the school board and superintendent that Bailey was promoting a homosexual agenda in the classroom by showing students a picture of the woman who is now her wife during a get-to-know-you teacher presentation. So, you know, the complaint...
It doesn't surprise me, but...
Well, I know. It led Bailey to be placed on administrative leave. And I think, again, it's what we've talked about before. It's not just the court cases, everything else around it, all the stigma, all the being placed on leave, having to face all this.
Well, that's what you'd be known for in the school.
Well, yes, and so she won. Well, the court case, I think there was a settlement, so it didn't go through. But I think we need to point out that Texas, like most states, does not have a law explicitly prohibiting workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
So in another way, I guess this is sort of setting a precedent that they may well be able to leverage in the future.
Yes.
317 says that they would choose Prince controversy in place of a Margaret Court segment, and that's unbelievable for Margaret Court. Now, what has gay and bisexual men so stressed? I found this a study that's just been published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Quite a rigorous study in the academic world that looks into the corrosive effects of status consciousness, competitiveness and racism within the LGBTI community. So basically looking at the need to get yourself out there in the best possible poses on social media and have the, you know, I've just come back from Mardi Gras on the weekend, and let me tell you, there's a lot of people who didn't eat for a number of weeks beforehand so they could be nice and buff. It looks at the stress experienced by gay and bisexual men, this need to focus on sex, status, competition, and the exclusion of diversity. So I found this one interesting. So how race can become a source of despair and anxiety.
Mm. Well, yeah.
And you do see this on apps when people, you know, make, you know, post comments about, you know,
a lot of the apps are not very inclusive. Some of the users, I mean, I'm being very broad, sweeping statement here. But it's, and it probably give rise to ill mental health because...
Absolutely. Well, they're actually looking at this in terms of its mental health issues, and also another study they're going to look at is an increased likelihood that men would engage in sex that put them at risk of HIV as a result.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.